We're going to be joined by Colonel John Mills next. Then we still have Dr. Judy Mikovich coming up, and then Daniel Greenfield. Colonel Mills, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Always an honor to be with you.
You as well, sir. Let's talk about Kissinger. Henry Kissinger today has come out and shocked many people. Of course, Henry Kissinger, according to the New York Post, is one of the people that influenced and mentored Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. Henry Kissinger shocked many people when he's come out and said that Ukraine is going to have to give up some land to Russia. Did you see that?
Yes, I did, Brandon. I think it's time for Kissinger just to get off the stage. I think he did some past well-intended work, but you got to admit, during the late 60s and the early 70s, he did some good work. I think one piece of work, which has turned out to be a total, that has put us in the state of war, and I always call this the state of war we're in today, is his trip to China, which was created everything we're dealing with today. Bad call on his part. Bad call.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So give us the latest. We have you on to give us updates on, China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Ukraine. Let's start with China. What do you make of the Indo-Pacific PAC and apparently reports that Joe Biden is doing something with the Indo-Pacific PAC that's going to somehow, or the Pacific Indo-PAC, however you say it, that's going to somehow basically throw Taiwan to China? What are your thoughts there? What is that?
Shameful. Shameful. I started wearing this when I was doing the Taiwan bilats when I was in Department of Defense, and it's the Taiwan, it's the flag of the country of Taiwan and America together, which supposedly we weren't allowed to do. I didn't see that in law. I said, we're going to start doing that. We're going to start doing that to show our solidarity. And there is a law called the Taiwan Relations Act, which is routinely misinterpreted, misunderstood, not even read by a lot of the bureaucrats at State Department and Office of Secretary of Defense, unfortunately, a number of my colleagues. There's one China. There's only one China. That's right. That's right. Taiwan hasn't called itself China for a number of years. And it's offensive to refer to Taiwanese as Chinese. They are offended. So them being left out of the trade pact was a bad idea. And I think it was a really bad. And then we have you have Biden, who, they like to act all sophisticated. We're going to continue strategic ambiguity. Okay, there's a difference between strategic ambiguity, which has been passed down really since essentially the Reagan days, after Carter signed the TRA, the Taiwan Relations Act, with Taiwan. We have Mr. Magoo occupying the White House. So Mr. Magoo is not strategic ambiguity. And for those of you, I know, Brandon, I'm a lot older than you here. You probably don't remember Mr. Magoo.
Oh, I do remember Mr. Magoo. He had a hard time seeing even during the daylight.
Yeah. And he was an utter disaster. Everything he touched was a disaster. So Mr. Magoo is not.
I think it was Thurston Howell III was his voice, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. And some people are offended that I would make fun of that, because Thurston Howell, of course, we would not have the immortal Gilligan's Island without right. Thurston Howell.
That's right.
But Mr. Magoo,
I mean, by the way, aren't you shocked I know all that?
I know. And you fact checked me on the Jim Brown run and the Dirty Dozen, too, which I'm still hurting from.
I know far more pop culture than people probably realize. Don't get me started on Elvis, because I do know a lot about him too. Well, but of course, I'm right here in Memphis, so I should know a lot about him.
I got to be on my tiptoes around. I mean, you keep me in fighting trim here, because I got to be on my toes around you. You'll zing me here. So, Mr. Magoo is not strategic ambiguity. Mr. Magoo is in danger of starting a nuclear conflict. And again, I assert the conflict with China has already started. It is underway. There may not be bombs and missiles going off in the Pacific. Everybody's distracted by Ukraine, But the war has already commenced, and they've already swept us on our left flank through the Solomon Islands and through the Federated States of Micronesia, through Kiribati. They're essentially under Hawaii right now, south of Hawaii. This is ridiculous. So now there was, I was just on with Frank Gaffney earlier today on securing America, and we received a very disturbing, it's out in the open press, it's a translation, it's a videotape and a translation of essentially what I would call a military mobilization meeting in Guangdong province in China. Guangdong is essentially the manufacturing hub of China. That is the large province just north of Hong Kong. That is, I have to update my, but you know, a few years ago, 60% of the industrial output of China came from Guangdong. That is a huge part of China, very important. All your DJI drones come from there. The Silicon Valley, Shenzhen, right above Hong Kong is there. It was a disturbing film about a military meeting about mobilization, and it was unclear what the mobilization for offensive war? Is it for defense? Is it to secure the regime? Are they afraid of coups? What is going on? A very disturbing video.
And what is the video showing? What are they? Because we got reports from Mike Adams, who was talking to our mutual friend, Dr. Li Mingyang, who has contacts in Russia, in China, that they were loading up something, lots of armaments and lots of things, loading things up onto ships and, you know, not they weren't military. They were some kind of cargo containers or whatever.
In the briefing, they identify oftentimes there's several references to roll-on, roll-off ships.
Okay, so we're talking about, it sounds like the same story we were covering last night that Dr. Yi Ming Yang is getting from her sources still inside China. So what are they preparing for?
Now, for those of you with military experience or with operations and planning at the, what we would call in America, the combatant command level, I've served at combatant commands. I've been on the Joint Chiefs. I've been in the White House. We have doctrine. We have policy. We have a format to do a plans brief. That we would call this essentially a plans brief. I don't want to get too nerdy and wonky on the joint operational terms. But what is odd about this, about 75% of the briefing is essentially ideology. About 25% is actually actionable things that are to be carried out. And this is just the Maoist behavior. Their ideology permeates everything they do. You would never see something like this in an American or a NATO operations order briefing. We have a very prescribed format the staff is supposed to follow when briefing these. We don't include a bunch of ideology. So a lot of this is just rambling ideology, continuing to essentially assure the survival of the regime. There are a number of specific references to cargo ships, but it doesn't say attack or invade Taiwan, but it constantly says secure the waters from the Straits of Taiwan down around to the South China Seas. So very disturbing.
You believe they are getting ready to secure the area for a strike against Taiwan?
Unclear. Well, but again, I would say it's already happened. And, you know, from a Sun Tzu perspective, why invade Taiwan when you can just bypass it and you essentially cut it off? Essentially what we did World War II in the Pacific. You know, why, you know, if there's a hard nut to crack, just go Rabaul, the Japanese stronghold in the South Pacific. We never invaded Rabaul. We just went right by it and cut it off. And, you know, they couldn't get resources to it, food, fuel, resupply.
So are we going to stand by and watch the people of Taiwan starve to death? Or what are we going to do?
Well, you know, it's not. So they've not cut off Taiwan yet. But what they are demonstrating that they have the ability to do that. They are strategically, geographically in the position where they can do that if they choose to do so.
So if we start seeing a humanitarian crisis in Taiwan, what is this regime who's bought and paid for by China going to do?
Yeah, I I'm more optimistic. I'm very unhappy with the policy decisions and behaviors of the Brandon administration. This has been shameful. We have never seen a president have so many statements rolled back. I mean, imagine Reagan at the Berlin Wall saying, tear down this wall, and all of his staffers running out and saying, oh, I didn't really mean that. We take that back. Gorbachev, don't worry about that. You know, we didn't really mean it. This is utterly ridiculous. I mean, this is impeachable. This is 25th Amendment. This is unbelievable. We cannot have a senior executive, the leader of the nation, make statements that are so dangerous and so inflammatory and constantly have them roll back his staff. This is just, I mean, January, we need to hit hard and, to address this. This is dangerous for America.
Okay, then closing, where do you think things are going to go with Ukraine and Russia?
This is turning into a real meat grinder for Russia. I know we have our Russia fans out there, and I just say, Americans, please do not get confused on this issue. That doesn't mean we take sides. Russia is, this is, it started out bad and it's gotten worse. Russia is in a very poor situation now. Again, five conditions before we have aid, this $40 billion. Now, we could have stopped this whole thing back in October if we had just given 1,000 javelins at that time to the Ukraine. We did nothing except shout invasion. And the Biden team, they shouted invasion, good for them, but they said at the same time, it's going to be over in 72 hours. This is just going to be, well, you know, guys, you got it kind of half correct. You got it half wrong, and you did nothing to deter. We could have gotten out of this if they just would have put 1,000 javelins at the border and said, Ukrainians, here they are, pick them up, get ready. You know, so it's a meat grinder for Russia, and but five conditions before we have aid. Secure our southern border, stop fentanyl, unleash American energy, return American industry, and just put the arsenal of democracy on overdrive to build deterrence. We have to have those five conditions.
Colonel John Mills, give your handles again where the folks can find you.
Thank you so much. It's Colonel Rhett John on Getter. Colonel Rhett John on Getter. Same Colonel Rhett John on Truth. Daily missive on Telegram and 9milgroup.com. And I'm regularly on Epoch Times, Newsmax. I'm writing for Newsmax and also Daily Middle East, which is about to launch any moment.
And then 9 is the number 9, the number 9milgroup.com. The number 9, M-I-L, 1-L?
Yeah, number 9, M-I-L, then group.com. And then Center for Security Policy. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry, I'm schizophrenic. But I have Center for Security Policy is the best compilation of all my media hits.
Excellent. As always, Colonel.
Including yours. Yours awesome. Are always put up to the higher end of the display there.
Well, thank you. We'll keep having you on for sure. Thank you, Colonel. Look forward to our next report.
You got it, Brandon. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too, sir. Colonel John Mills checking in. Now, before we go to Dr. Judy Mikovich and then to Daniel Greenfield, I got a package in the mail today. I get gifts from time to time. Even Delta gets gifts from time to time. But I got a gift in the mail today. You guys want to see the gift I got? Look at this. Look what I got, Delta. You see this? Look at that. Can you see that? Look at that. It's all framed and everything. So thank you from a very lovely lady that sent that to me. I asked my wife where she was going to hang it. And I don't know. I think she should hang it in the entryway of her house. I don't know. Or maybe she should hang it over her desk. Then she can think about me every day when she's dealing with customer support. And what do you think about it, Logan? What do you think about it, Delta? Huh? Well, actually, we unpacked this earlier tonight, and Delta showed her her thoughts on the picture. You want to show that video, Logan? Let's see what Delta thought of it. Watch this. Here, watch this. What are you barking at? Oh! A picture of me someone sent me. Look at that. You don't like it? What's wrong with it? You scared of it? Really? Come on, it's me. What's wrong with this? What are we gonna do with this? It's yours. Here, you can have it. You don't want it? Oh, you're kind of hurting my feelings there, Delta. Well, you're gonna get used to it. I think Mom's gonna hang it in the kitchen. So apparently, it's Delta's not so sure. Go to a wide shot. Where is she? Yeah, she's really still not too sure. Here you go, Delta. She is not too sure about that. Maybe some of you feel the same way. I don't know. Maybe your guys are like, you know, I'm kind of with Delta on this one. But anyway, there you go. There you go. That's I get all kinds of gifts, and that one I like. I just got to figure out where my wife's going to hang it. I still think she should hang it over her desk. I don't know. What do you think? Should I hang it over your desk in the control room, Logan? He says no. All right. Well, I like it. I like it, you know, kind of Reagan-esque, you know, I don't know, is, you know, maybe that's the bridge too far, but whatever. All right. So I like it. So thank you to the person that sent it to me.